Starting off with a Canadian artist by the name of Jules with Miami Breaks.
Thank you. Breathe easier with a new Tech2Go item. Carbon dioxide monitors, now available at your local Surrey Library branches. These easy-to-use CO2 monitors help check indoor air quality and beep when carbon dioxide levels increase, letting you know when it's time to open a window or to step outside. The monitors can be used at home, in the office, in the classroom, or in the car. The monitor also shows the temperature, humidity, and air pressure of the space you are currently in. With a CO2 monitor, it's easier than ever to make quick, simple choices to bring in more fresh air at home or on the go. Try one now and see how good ventilation supports comfort and well-being. Borrow a CO2 monitor for up to 21 days. Your kit includes an RNET 4 CO2 monitor, a quick start guide, and a case. Available to pick up at any Surrey Library branches. Borrow a CO2 monitor today and start breathing easier. For more information, please visit surreylibraries.ca/tech-go to see the full collection.
CO2 monitors are not carbon monoxide detectors and are not life safety devices.
Welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And I am back with DJ Denise with some more questions before the hour is up. So I just want to talk about the fact that, yes, being a DJ, you can do like private parties, weddings, graduations, etc. But you can end up doing some pretty big shows too, like depending, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit where you can take your career. Are there some big names that you may have opened up for in the past?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's so cool to be on these different stages. And I want to shout out our local Snotty Nose Res Kids.
Hey.
Yeah. big things. I went out to Edge of the World Festival, and funny story, in Haida Gwaii. Mm. I lived in Haida Gwaii before it was called Haida Gwaii. It's a colonial name. I won't say it on air. Yeah. And this was in the early 80s. So going to Edge of the World Festival was so full circle. And then working with Snotty Nose Res Kids at the Edge of the World Festival was one of the pinnacles of my career. This was in 2019, just before the pandemic. So
wow.
I got to chill on the beach with them before they were doing all their touring and chat with everyone, too. So, yeah, so much fun. And shout out to Kim Wardle as well. Kim Wardle brought me to Haida Gwaii as well for another tour that they were doing at the time. And this was in 2018. So I got a chance to be on the island twice.
Can I just interject
real
quick? Because Kim Wardle, who I am hoping to get on the show very soon, was also brought up. I was interviewing T. Fanny out of Calgary, who also brought up Kim Wardle. So,
yes.
Hey, Kim Wardle, you need to be in these streets.
Right? Outside with it. huge. Yeah, and big shout out to T. Fanny.
Yes.
I got to meet T. Fanny as well and bring her to B-Side Radio. We got to meet face-to-face and chop it up. I played her music so endlessly on my shows. I want to shout out Queer FM and Urban Renewal Project, where I've been on the radio for 14 years as well.
Oh my gosh, let's talk about that because, like, I mean, it's a great segue. Like,
right?
You know, host to host.
Yes, exactly. So started in 2012. The origin story of me being a programmer and producer was I'll shout out Gunnarji O'Sullivan. Mm. She saw it in me that I played some music on her show early in 2012, and she noticed that there was a vacancy on Co-op Radio.
Okay. Right
so on. Yeah, and a programmer was leaving their show. It was a hip hop show.
Okay.
Called Urban Renewal Project. Shout out to DJ Sage. I used to follow him. He used to play or put his playlists up online.
Nice.
So you could see all of the artists that he played. And it was an email that you would get every single week.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
So, yeah. And I've developed Urban Renewal Project to where it is now, you know, since the pandemic has happened, and especially where Co-op is located. We're right in the downtown east side.
Mm-hmm.
My show's from 10 p.m. till midnight on Tuesdays. I feel like I'm uninvited. So I would rather produce my show from home.
Yeah, sure.
And also invite my guests to an online forum. So we're able to bring our networks together, which I feel like is a great new space that's been, you know, really promoted during the pandemic, too, because people were going live a lot, too. So, yeah, it's been fun to listen to the show. It's like a listening party now. So I can stay at home. My guests can be anywhere in Canada.
Yes.
And we listen to the music. We listen to the interview. People come in, they can chat in the comments. Mm-hmm. And I've been having so much fun with Urban Renewal Project. And Queer FM is at CITR Radio. It's 8 a.m. till 10. I have a co-host named Barb Snellgrove, and we talk to artists from across, like, the whole world. We're working on all the maps of the places in the world. We've spoke to people, so I can shout out Colombia as the farthest reaching, and some places in New Zealand and Australia as well. So yes, big shout out to Queer FM. Directors, authors, we're talking to anyone who has something to talk about on the show too. So really excited for what's going on there. And my origin story for Queer FM, I was actually DJing for an event, and I was at the Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
So think of the Cobalt downtown Vancouver, downtown Eastside area.
Yes.
And the hosts, so Barb was there, and another co-host who has now left the show, Jared, they heard my music and they were like, this would be a good addition to the show. So I got a 30-minute segment on the show back in 2012.
Yes.
And then over time, I would just keep showing up. They loved that because it was a time where they wouldn't have to do much talking because they would program the show with a lot of talking, right? And eventually, slowly, everyone left the show and I was left on my own. So I was like, okay, let's go with this. Now I'm a programmer and, you know, I'm a producer for the show. But, and Barb eventually came back just after the pandemic. Nice. So it's been great to have a co-host on that show. And we also record from home now as well. Because nice. Going to the station at UBC is very expensive for gas and all of that parking and all of that stuff that comes with it too. So yeah, having so much fun with those shows. And you can find them both on online, Queer FM, just like that, and URP Radio is the tag for Instagram. Radio.
And I'll make sure that I have those links and all of the things in the show notes. Now, I want to segue a little bit over to, you know, somebody's listening to our conversation right now, and especially if they're a woman, and they're like, you know what, like, I've always kind of wanted to DJ, and I feel inspired now because of listening to you, you know? What sort of tips or advice would you give for somebody who's new in this Lower Mainland area, you know what I mean, who wants to kind of get in?
Well, yes. Well, reach out to DJ Denise 35 right away. I'm ready to give some tips and tricks. We just did an event called Sound Lab, and it was where you could get your hands on equipment and get some tips, like, you know, some tips on how to get in the mix, how to choose your music, how to organize your music as well. Mm-hmm. You can go check out my Instagram too with the link tree, because I do have workshop signups as well. So one-on-one, all of that. And some tips for anyone who wants to, you know, start on their own too. You know, you don't really need equipment. People are DJing right off of their phones and their laptops. Yeah. Virtual DJ is a huge tool right now. Mm-hmm. You can connect it to your speakers at home. You don't need a huge controller that could cost you hundreds of dollars. Yeah. If you want to start right away, because you just select the music that you have on your computer already, and you can practice that way. Yeah, but yes, and iPads also have DJ software as well. Oh, so gosh, shout out to iPads and iPhones.
Look, you can start off as small as your phone.
Exactly,
guys.
Like, right? Low barrier.
So low barrier, because clearly that's not what it was like.
Right.
When we just heard in the first half of our conversation that, like, carrying around equipment was... Like, it was hefty. You know what I mean? Like, it was not for the weak.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So, and now you can literally start off with your phone. So again, I'm going to make sure that I include all of that in our in the link in the show notes today. But I do now want to shift again.
Yes.
We're always shifting. To talk a little bit about food.
Oh,
real
yes.
quick.
Yes.
We want to do a little food talk before we get into, like, what's next for
food
all that. But, like, food. Okay, so I'm curious, do you like to cook at all?
Well, I'm going to share something a little bit tragic, but I did suffer from colon cancer in early 2018.
Wow.
So me and food have a little bit of a scary interaction.
Relationship.
Yes. So when I discovered I had colon cancer, I automatically thought I was poisoning myself.
Right.
With the food that I was cooking.
Right.
So right now I do enjoy food. I like not takeout, but there are foods with a lot of flavor and spices and things that I love. So I'm really enjoying curried chicken.
Yes, I love a curried chicken.
Right?
Guys.
And samosas.
I love samosas.
Right? And a roti.
Excuse her. I love a roti.
Bring in the roti. I can't cook those things myself. And I need to learn. Seriously, I really need to learn. And yeah, some of the handheld snacks. I really love fried plantain. I was trying to get the words out of my mouth.
Okay, I love that you brought up fried plantain, because I will show DJ Denise a photo, because the last week or so I've been on a fried plantain tip.
Wow.
And I have made so much of it over the past little while.
Amazing.
I'm just gonna show Pat.
Oh.
I'm just showing a photo. Patties and fried plantain.
I'm ready to eat.
I made this on July 19th, guys.
Wow.
So yeah, I love a fried plantain. I'm here for it.
Such a great snack, right?
That's so perfect. And next question. Now I'm going to shift out of food real quick because timing and all the things. I want to make sure that we get into like what's next for you and what you've got on the go. What is next for you and what do you have on the go? We kind of talked about some of the things that you've got this weekend. Right. You know, some of it is not necessarily open to the public.
Right.
But are there some other things that you've got on the go that you want to share?
Yes. So Downtown Eastside Pride is happening on August 8th.
Okay. Awesome.
So yes, I'll be providing the sound and also DJing. Hey. So come on down, listen to some amazing music.
Yes.
We'll be in the Downtown Eastside in the Balmoral lot.
Okay, right.
August 8th. And so yes, Pride will be happening in Vancouver around that weekend. Yes. So we'll be celebrating. And also, we have to shout out Caribbean Days that's happening.
That's right.
I was supposed to be there in spirit, so I'll be there in spirit. I have a huge legacy at Caribbean Days. I've played almost every year of my life. DJ life.
Yes.
and love what they're doing over there. And yes, I'm getting connected with the folks in Calgary with Carrie West.
Oh, yay!
I love it.
So I'm planning to be out at potentially for the Care Fest in Calgary. That's like August 14th to 16th or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think the Edmonton one, which I've been to in the past, Care West is awesome as well. But because I lived in Calgary, I like to go there. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we might see each other in the YYC streets.
Yes,
you never know. You never know. And then anything else?
Oh yeah. Well, and I must shout out my children. They're my legacy as well to push things forward. Yeah. My oldest daughter, Dallas. Well, she's not so much into music, but she loves going to concerts and everything like that. Yeah, my son Peter, Jonah, and Adam as well. So they actually help me lift all of this heavy equipment around places. I just get them outside, and they are always asking, "When's our next event, Mom? When are we working?" They're really excited. I want to shout out like all of the boat cruises that we've done, all of the stages that we've set up, and all of the artists that we've touched and helped amplify their voices as well.
So
we'll be outside. We're not gone yet.
You're not gone yet. Okay, so before I get into my last set, I do have a question that I want to ask that I think is important to hear, especially with people who have been in a craft for many years.
Oh, yes.
How do you stay inspired?
Oh my goodness. The inspiration comes from, I'm working on my radio show every single week too, and talking to all of these artists is so inspiring, and hearing their stories, what they have gone through. I feel like I channel a lot of what they've been doing, and it's like I see the challenges they have gone through, and it mirrors what I have gone through as well.
So
it's just like serendipitous of how it all comes together. It's really cool to understand that we're all in it together. Mm-hmm. And music in Canada is shifting and moving. We have a lower population than the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I with my shows, I've been trying my best to make sure that we highlight the Canadian artists.
Absolutely.
And especially the Black and Indigenous artists, because it's such the infrastructure around us is not built to amplify what we have, and I'm so happy that I have what I have right now and doing what I'm doing to be able to amplify the voices and make sure that we have some space.
Absolutely. Okay.
Just like what you're doing, Nicole.
Yeah. I mean, again, host to host.
Yes.
Okay. So my final question before I let you go is how can we connect with you online? So I know that you did give some other links, which will be shared, but like it's nice to just kind of say it one time. Yeah.
How can
people who heard you, how can they connect with you?
Well, please hit me up. You know, I really love using Instagram. So DJ Denise 35. The business also has its own Instagram. DenzinateProductions.com. It's a bit longer, but Yeah, you'll get to it. You'll eventually make it. I also have a website, djdenise.co, so you can check that out as well. It's got like all of the work that I've done in the past and pictures and, you know, links to
and all the
right, all the things.
I love
so
it.
Yeah, and also I want to shout out the merch. We've created merch for URP Radio. So go to URP Radio. There's a link also that you can purchase shirts. I have a Patreon page to help promote the show. Please support. I've been doing many, many videos, interviewing folks as well, really getting into the video production realm. Mm-hmm. So, any way that you can support, please tap those links because they're really supportive. And, you know, subscribe to the YouTube because, you know, that's the free way that you can help right now because, you know, getting to those levels, I think it's 500 subscribers is the where you can start monetizing. Yes. So please check those links. Also, we have a Spotify too, URP Radio. We're also bringing our numbers up there because we have playlists. I've been creating playlists since 2020. So every year there's new music from Canadian artists I've been adding to each playlist. So we have a 2026 playlist. So go like that, everybody.
Yay. My gosh, DJ Denise, thank you so much for joining me today on CJSF 90.1 FM. And just like that, guys, we are at the end of Beats and Eats. Thank you so much for listening. I am your host, Nicole. And don't forget that you can connect with us on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC, or you can always send a text to 778-782-2573. Next up is Sebastian with his open mic show. But here is, as you know, a track that I love to play many, many shows to end, is Eat the Beat. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're